लीलावतारान् पुरुषस्य भुम्नः आपीयतां कर्णकषाय शोषान् अनुक्रमिष्येत इमान् सुपेशान् प्राधान्यतो यान् ऋष आमनन्ति लीलावतारान् पुरुषस्य भुम्नः आपीयतां कर्णकषाय शोषान् अनुक्रमिष्येत इमान् सुपेशान् प्राधान्यतो यान् ऋषामनन्ति लीलावतारान् पुरुषस्य भुम्नः आपीयतां कर्णकषाय शोषान् अनुक्रमिष्येत इमान् सुपेशान् Vaishnavis. कषाय शोषा क्रमिष्येत इमान सुपेशा। प्राधान्यतः चीफली यान ऑल दोज ऋषे ओ नारद आमनंती वर्शिप लीला पास्ट टाइम्स अवतारान इनकार्नेशंस पुरुषस्य ऑफ द पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड भूमनः द सुप्रीम आपीयताम इन ऑर्डर टू बी रिलीज्ड बाय यू कर्ण ears, kashaya, foul matter, soshan, that which evaporates, anukramishye, shall state one after another, they, iman, as they are in my heart. Supeshan, all pleasing to hear. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O Narada, now I shall state one after another the transcendental incarnations of the Lord known as Leela Avataras. Hearing of their activities counteracts all foul matters accumulated in the ear. These pastimes are pleasing to hear and are to be relished. Therefore, they are in my heart. Purport. As it was said in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam 1.5.8, one cannot be fully satisfied by hearing unless and until one is given a chance to hear of the transcendental activities of the Lord. So Brahmaji is also trying in this verse to stress the importance of narrating the transcendental pastimes of the Lord as He comes and manifests Himself here on the surface of the material planets. Every living entity has a tendency to hear pleasing messages, and as such, almost every one of us is inclined to hear news and talks broadcast by the radio stations. Now that word should be changed to mobiles. So, previously it was radio station. How many of you hear radio station? Kitne log radio station? Pata hai kuch hai? Something like radio station. So this is a little old purport. But the difficulty is that no one is satisfied at heart by hearing all those messages. The cause of such dissatisfaction is the incompatibility of the message with the innermost stratum of the living soul. This transcendental literature is especially prepared by Srila Vyasadeva to give the utmost satisfaction to the people in general by narration of the activities of the Lord as instructed by Sri Narada Muni to Srila Vyasadeva. Such activities of the Lord are principally of two varieties. One concerns the mundane manifestation of the material creative force, and the other deals with His pastimes in the form of different incarnations in terms of time and place. There are innumerable incarnations of the Lord, like the waves of the river flowing constantly in and out. Less intelligent persons take more interest in the creative forces of the Lord in the material world, and being disconnected from their relationship with the Lord, they put forward many theories of the creation in the name of scientific research. The devotees of the Lord, however, know well how the creative forces work concurrently by the action and reaction of the material energy of the Lord. Therefore, they take more interest in the transcendental activities of the Lord as He incarnates Himself on the surface of the material world. Srimad Bhagavatam is a history of such activities of the Lord, and people who take interest in hearing Srimad Bhagavatam clear their hearts of accumulated mundane filth. There are 1001 rash literatures, we can call it trash literatures, on the market. But one who has taken interest in Srimad Bhagavatam loses all interest in such filthy literatures. Sri Brahmaji is thus attempting to narrate the principal incarnations of the Lord so that they may be drunk by Narada as transcendental nectar. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the second canto, sixth chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Purusha Shakta Confirmed. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनीति नामने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात दिशतारिणे वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे राम राम राम। Hare Krishna. So on behalf of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir, we welcome you to this Sunday Love Feast program. Srimad Bhagavatam class turned into Sunday Love Feast program. And I'm very grateful to all of you for taking out this time, spending this time with all of us. Thank you very much for coming. I pray that my attempt to narrate something on this shloka is pleasing to the heart of all of you. So this particular verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam is concluding what Brahmaji began to talk in the previous chapter, chapter number 5, where Sri Narad Muni, who is the son and disciple of Brahmaji, asked a very point blank question to him. So we should understand how fortunate we are that we are getting to know what the first living person, what he spoke to one of his sons right in the beginning. So we are extremely fortunate. No one knows such history, but the history is available to us. So Narad was observing Brahmaji that, you know, he looks like the Supreme. He is creating, whatever he desires happens. At the same time, he is performing austerities, he is meditating, he has some work to do, he is very disciplined. So naturally the question was, is there somebody above you? That was the question. And he asked, I see that you can perform, you are performing all this work. Is there someone above you? Is there someone for whom you work? And obviously, Brahma is very pleased. Oh, my dear boy Narada, you have asked this question, is very pleasing to me. Generally, if you are questioned about your authority, you know, every boss thinks that his subordinate should think him as a supreme. You know, is there anything above, can I go to the next level? It's a very offensive question. But here Brahma is very pleased. Brahma is saying, oh, thank you very much for asking me this. Because I get a chance to speak about my Lord. And then he speak about his relation with the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, Narayan. Then he talks about the incarnations which are called as Purusha Avataras. Karanodakshay Vishnu, Garbhodakshay Vishnu, Shirodakshay Vishnu. Then he talks about the Virat Rupa, that how this world, material world, is itself a form of the Lord. But there is nothing separate from the Lord. Everything has come from Him. Sarva Karana Karanam. Janmadi Asyataha. So everything originates from Krishna. So therefore everything is within Him. So he is telling him various types of incarnations. And also in the previous chapters, he has explained previous verses that how he himself, all the demigods, everyone there, whomever may appear like a supreme person or a very influential person, they are nothing but just a spark from the supreme person. That's what the yesterday's particular verse on which His Grace Rasikacharya Prabhu spoke yesterday. And he brought in a point of people who want to know Krishna or devotees. One is he called the Bharavahi. That means they just know the things, but they don't understand really what it is. And then he explained about Saragrahi, that people who actually understand the essence of what is being said. So today, we are taking this verse. And in today's verse, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada has mentioned various important points. But I would like to draw your attention to three important, very, very important points on which I will speak. So the first point he says that all of us, we have a natural tendency to hear pleasing messages. We want to hear, isn't it? We are logged on to YouTube and various other social media platforms just to hear something which is very pleasing to our mind, to our senses. And it practically consumes us. This tendency is practically consuming us. This tendency, why that is tendency? Like we want to know more. Why want to know more? Why do we want to understand what others are saying? Because actually, nothing. The second point, Prabhupada mentions that no matter how much you hear, these messages do not satisfy you. Because they are incompatible with your inner self. They are right now compatible with your senses. So senses are titillated. They are agitated. They want more. It's like the fire. In the fire you put little ghee. It burns. But then when it becomes bigger, it demands more ghee, more ghee, more ghee. It is never satiated. So senses may be agitated, titillated, excited, but the inner self is never satisfied because of the incompatibility of that message. That's a very, very important point Srila Prabhupada has brought up. That the messages which we are hearing are incompatible to what, who we are. Just 3 days back, we had seen an article in the newspapers. There is one girl who is about 22 years old. Her name is Neha. Anybody read this article? Okay, this Neha, she came from France. She was always wondering why my name is Neha. Even though my parents are French. The parents were French. She was brought up in France. She speaks French. She dresses like French. Everything is French. She thinks like a French. But still, she was different than the other French people. She was always thinking, I need to go to my origin. What will satisfy me? So ultimately, she started getting connected with India. She came to know, she was adopted from India in 2002. And then she kept on searching, and ultimately she came to India to a place called as Parli Vaijanath. Have you heard of this place? Now, Parli Vaijanath is Maharashtra. So there, she was found one day when she was about a month old in a basket in front of the temple. And one Mr. Kiske, his name is also in the paper. He brought her home, then fed her, gave her to the police, and then the police then further gave her to some homes which were taking care of such babies, and the baby was transported to ultimately France. And she is very adamant that I want to figure out who is my father and who is my mother. So unless you hear the actual original message, it cannot satisfy you. You may get something. You take this. Okay, it's nice. But it doesn't satisfy you. You have to go inside, till you figure it out who you are. Why do you exist? How many of you get this question sometime? Ki, main yahan kya kar raha hoon? It's a question of an average intelligent person. And I'm sure all of you are highly intelligent people. You may be surprised for this comment, but I am not saying this. It is the comment of the scriptures that very highly intelligent people will come to the path of spirituality. And amongst those highly intelligent people, very, very highly intelligent people will come to the path of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So therefore I am saying you are very intelligent. Sumedha Saha. The word is used as Sumedha Saha. Medha means intellect, brain. Sumedha Saha means you have superlative brain. Congratulations. All of you have superlative brains. You are here. Jai Shri Radha Gopinath Ki Jai. So unless we have this eagerness to find out who we are, we will keep on hearing many messages and get dissatisfied trying for some new message. Every time there is a new message, we want to hear something new, something different. Why? Because it doesn't connect with your inner self. Unless the message is compatible to the inner self, nothing is going to satisfy us. Just like the fish in the water, you know, if it's taken out of the water, then you give him nice vodka or whatever you feel maybe you like, You give it. The fish will never be happy. You have to put him in the water itself. So, this dissatisfaction continues in spite of our getting messages which are closer to our inner self. We feel, oh, this message has struck with me. This is better. This is better. Even till the level of spirituality, when you have come to spiritual life, you are even self-realized. But still, if you are not got connected with Krishna, you will still be dissatisfied. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling the story to Sanatan Goswami that even people like Sukadeva Goswami, who is the author of Srimad Bhagavatam, when he was born, at birth, he was self-realized. He had no interest in this mundane messages or anything which is mundane. He just walked off. As soon as he was born, now these are all transcendental things. So, I just called you very intelligent, but this will not fit in your intelligence. This will not fit in your intelligence. He was born and he started walking away. Have you seen any child like this? He is born and he starts walking away. Shukadeva Goswami was like that. He was born, he walked away. He walked away. And he was the son of Srila Vyasadeva. So Vyasadeva was, as a father, he felt very sad, morose, that my son has just gone away. So how to bring him back? So he organized his disciples who started going behind him in the bushes. He himself was going and started singing the glories of Sri Krishna, Lord Sri Hari. When he heard those glories, then his heart was attracted. He said, oh, this is very beautiful. This is something which I have never experienced. Now, he's already self-realized. Still, he got attracted. So, this is the power of Krishna's pastimes. This is the power of Srimad Bhagavatam. Even the four Kumaras, they were also self-realized completely. They were so fixed in devotion, Krishna consciousness, or the spiritual life, that they did not want to engage in family affairs. And Brahmaji, even though he said, you now become next progenitors, create the world, flood the world with population, they refused. So they said, no, no, this is not our business. We don't want to get entangled in family life. So, that kind of conviction they have. But when they come to the gates of Vaikuntha, and when the Lord comes, they are so enamored by His smile, by His beauty. They start, you know, smelling the tulsi on His lotus feet, and they get completely attracted. They get so attracted, they become so advanced in Krishna consciousness, in love of Krishna, that they have a sampradaya called as Four Kumar Sampradaya. They are the acharyas. So this is the, you can say, irresistible attraction to the message about Krishna's pastimes. And that is what we are going to now hear. So Brahmaji is now, this was all recap of so far what has happened. Because many times we get lost. Sometimes Maitreya is speaking, sometimes Saunakrishi, sometimes so many people speak, so we get completely lost in Srimad Bhagavatam. So I'm just giving you a recap. This is what has happened so far. And now, we are going into the today's topic, which says that the transcendental pastimes of the Lord, particularly the Leela Avataras, all the Leelas of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they destroy all the filth in our heart. This is a big statement. We all want clear heart, clean heart. because we know what it does when it is not clean. We are aware, we have experienced. And we are all the time praying that, please purify my heart to the holy name, to the devotees, to the deities, to Srimad Bhagavatam. All the time we are, our prayer is only one. Please purify my existence. Please purify my heart. So we know, we are aware of this filth which is there in our heart. So this filth is destroyed when we hear the messages about Krishna's pastimes. The Bhagavatam begins, this is one of the beginning shlokas of Bhagavatam, which says, Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya. Abhadreshu, abhadra, impure. Whatever is impure in our heart is destroyed practically completely. Why it is said not completely and prayeshu or practically almost is a different subject matter. But it's saying nityam bhagavata sevaya. This bhagavata sevaya again has two meanings. Bhagavat means this Srimad Bhagavatam and the person who lives as per Bhagavatam. This person Bhagavatam. Both of them, they are equally powerful. And what is their property? They completely destroy or practically destroy all the anarthas, abhadras in our heart. And in this way, very, very strong faith, strong nishtha, naishthiki bhakti is automatically takes birth in our heart. This bhakti has such power that it cannot be shaken by any kind of propaganda which is against the principle of Srimad Bhagavatam. It is impossible. You will not change. And that is the kind of bhakti which we want. And when we serve this Srimad Bhagavatam by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam every day and serving the person Bhagavat every day, gradually, from our neophyte stage, we go to the level of Nishtha Bhakti, Naishthiki Bhakti. And it is such a powerful tool in our hand, which is very easily available to all of us. Very easily available. We hear so many messages every day. If we can take out some time every day and hear Srimad Bhagavatam, that takes care of everything. We hear the story of Srimad Bhagavatam about Narad Muni. Narad Muni is the guru practically of all the big people you know. Vyasadeva himself, Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, you name them. They are all disciples of Sri Narada. He himself says in the Srimad Bhagavatam how he became a devotee. So he was born, actually he was in his previous life, he was a very handsome and handsome Gandharva who had a very beautiful voice. And he was like, you can say, amongst the Gandharvas he was a superstar. So, all people were like flocking around him that, okay, this person means everything to us. So, naturally, he was once called as a celebrity to sing in the assembly of the demigods. King Indra invited him. So, all the demigods are there. And naturally, a celebrity comes means people are with him, his fans are with him. So, he had many fans, ladies' fans. So all the ladies were with him. But he was so enamored by his own success in singing that he started singing Bollywood songs or maybe mundane songs. Mundane songs he started singing. But in the Devaloka, this is not allowed. There are some systems. So naturally, all the devatas, they were very upset with him and they cursed him. that you don't know the proper behavior of a cultured person. So you become a Shudra. You become a very low class person as a human. And that's how he was born, as a son of a very simple maid servant. Her job was to go to the houses, clean the utensils, and do cleaning of the houses, whatever chores were expected, and she would get some meager things to live for, and the son was taking shelter of her. But by his great fortune, the mother was very devoted to the sadhus, and one day, some great saintly people came to her house, the Bhakti Vedantas, who had the knowledge of Vedanta concluding in Bhakti. So they came and they were staying there for the Chaturmasa. 4 months they stayed, and every day the lady would serve them nice prasad. And as a young boy, this boy would always serve this Bhakti Vedantas. He would clean their plates. He would give them water to wash their hands and feet. He would massage them. And sometimes he would ask them whether, by their permission, whether he can take food left on the plate. And they said, okay, you can take it, because they were very pleased. Generally, sadhus don't allow this. But they were pleased with him, so he was allowed to take the Mahaprasad. And by this service, in the next birth, he became Narad Muni, the greatest of all acharyas. So this is the power of Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Daily, practically every moment, every opportunity, serving Book Bhagavatam and Srimad Bhagavatam, Person Bhagavatam. So naturally, now we know the tool that we need to serve Srimad Bhagavatam and Person Bhagavatam. So we are happy, we are already super intelligent people, we already have the tool. Now, no one can stop us. The journey begins. Correct? But before beginning the journey, what do you want to know? When you begin a journey, what do you want to know? One is your destination. You want to know where you want to go. So here destination is clear. We want to go to Naishthiki Bhakti. We want to go to Krishna Prem. But before going there, first we must find out where are we. Suppose you wake up in New York City. And you have always lived in Mumbai. So in New York City you get up in the morning and think, oh, mujhe bhi jaake Grand Road se local pakadna hai. You are sitting in New York, but you are thinking, mujhe bhi Grand Road se local pakadke church get jana, for example. Yeah. Hari bol. What will happen? You will make a fool out of yourself. Isn't it? Aap baithe kahan ho? न्यूयॉर्क में बैठे चर्च गेट का ट्रेन कैसे पकड़ सकते हैं? सिमिलरली इन भक्ति समटाइम्स वी फूल अवर सेल्व्स बिकॉज वी डोंट नो वेयर वी आर. यू हैव दिस एक्सपीरियंस, पता नहीं कहां से शुरुआत करें. सपोज यू आर स्टैंडिंग इन द बालकनी ऑफ योर 10th फ्लोर फ्लैट एंड you come to the balcony, see down, people are doing nice kirtan there. Ecstatic kirtan. Shivaram Prabhu is singing. Huh? And people are dancing. And you feel, oh, I must go there immediately. I'm so attracted to this. And also you can see that there is a nice arrangement for fantastic prasad. So both are attractive. Kirtan is attractive. At the end of the kirtan, something more attractive. So naturally, what is the best way to do this? You are in the balcony, wahan phat karke jana hai, kya karna hai? Jump it. Jump. What will happen? Jump, you will reach in 2 seconds. Or will you be alive? No. So this is what can happen. This is not my own example. I have taken it from Sukhava Mataji's book. But she explains this, that this is a very important thing, that before we want to achieve Krishna Prem or achieve something as a milestone in bhakti, first we must find out where we are. So that where we are is the search of our inner core of the heart, which Prabhupada says, these messages, they cannot satisfy you unless they are in sync with your innermost strata of the soul. That's what Prabhupada said, one of the points we saw. So we need to find out, how do we understand who we are? It's like we always say that you are not the body, you are the soul. We have heard? Everyone has heard? How many of you believe that you are not the body, but the soul? How many believe that you are not the body? You are not the mind? Mind? Most of us, we very easily talk about Dehi nosmin yatha dehe kaumaram yavanam jara tatha dehantara praptir dhiras tatra namuyati. We quote all these shlokas. But then, generally, we function on the level of our mind and senses only, all the time. So even though we may think that we know, we think we know. Like for example, let us ask this question. What do you think? What is the filth in our heart? What is that filth in the heart? Here it is said, a filth in the heart, filth in the ear. What is that? Huh? Yeah? Hatred. Anything else? Material hankerings. Yes. Anything else? Huh? Envy. Then? Pride. Huh? Lust. So my diagnosis was correct. All of you are super intelligent. You know these answers. So, all of us know that we have kama, krodha, lobha, mada, moha, matsar. All these are sitting within our heart. That's where we are. So, before getting self-realized, before thinking that we are self-realized, before talking about the level of Atman, Atma Tattva, a sort of a reverse self-realization has to happen. Little reverse. Where am I? So we'll find, okay, there is a lot of people sitting there. Mr. Lust is there, Mr. Anger is there, Mr. Greed is there, madness is there, enviousness is there, so many. So the main filth, the master of all filth, you can say the mother of all the filthy things, is a kama. Srila Prabhupada was once asked a question. Prabhupada, what prevents us from becoming self-realized? What was the answer? Kama, sex life. Now, kama means many things. Kama means desire separate from Krishna. That desire manifesting as ultimately sex life in material world. This is how kama is like a big word. It's not a simple word. So Prabhupada is asked, what stops us from self-realization? What is the answer? Kama. Then again Prabhupada is asked, what is it that makes us self-realized? The answer is kama. What did he say? Kama, desire. Now this is something which is the secret. That on one side we are saying kama binds us to this material world. this material world is nothing but Maithun Agar. It is just a manifestation of sexuality. This is how Shastras describe. Agar means what? You know, Agar means a depot. So all deposits of karma, various incarnations of karma, various manifestations of karma, varieties of karma, they are all in this material world. And therefore, there is no way to go out. You are just stuck. It's a big lock. You just can't proceed. Gate is locked. But the same lock is a key. Tala hi chabi hai. Why? The same karma liberates you. This very interesting pastime which our Shutakriti Prabhu told. There is one devotee who is a new devotee, is a little shy devotee, is sitting in Prabhupada's classes and he is hearing, and then at the end of the class people are asking questions, and those who have more questions, when Prabhupada goes for morning walk, then they walk with him and ask him many questions. And Prabhupada also talking that, you know, those who are intelligent ask questions. So he's thinking, what question should I ask? And he had some question. So he was trying to figure out when to ask Prabhupada. And because he was by nature a little shy, he just couldn't ask. He went to every morning walk, but then the last day arrived. The last day come to today, Prabhupada will leave. Still he couldn't dare to ask. And Prabhupada came and came back from the morning walk, and then he had to leave. So he walked out of his room. The secretary walked out of him. Prabhupada sat in the car. And now Prabhupada is leaving. Everyone says, Jai Prabhupada. Everything happened. And suddenly this person, no, I must ask this question. So he ran. And Prabhupada. So Prabhupada opened the window. What is it? I have a question. The Prabhupada was very kind. He didn't say, hey, so many days you were with me, you didn't ask me. Prabhupada said, what is it? He said, how can I become self-realized? Prabhupada said, desire, karma. So this karma, when you just turn around, it becomes prema. Our famous, very highly elevated saint of Maharashtra, Tukaram. Have you heard of Tukaram? He says in very beautiful, these saintly people, they have a way to express the feelings in a perfect way. Just for your knowledge, if you compare Tukaram and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you will find many similarities in their songs, in their expressions, beautiful. You can just match them. Practically you can match them. The Tukaram's abhangs and Bhaktivinoda Thakur's various bhajans. You can match them. So Tukaram is saying in Marathi, Apanachi tari, apanachi mari. Kya bol rahe? Apanachi. How we ourselves can deliver us and we ourselves can kill us. Apanachi tari, apanachi mari. Apana uddharya apanya. You can completely deliver yourself by yourself. This is what is karma and prema. In fact, all our whole life's journey to become a devotee is nothing but a journey from karma to prema. It's a journey. We start with karma and we ultimately convert that karma into prema. But can we do it like, as we said in the beginning, we are standing in the balcony. Where is Shivaram Prabhu? On ground floor. Can you rest there? First identify where you are. So, naturally the steps will come. What will you do? From the balcony, you will come to your living room. Then living room, you will come to the door. Then either you will take the staircase or lift. Then go out of the building. Then come back and then, okay, here I am. It's a process. Don't jump. Because jumping means killing yourself. So in Krishna consciousness, in spiritual life, imagination is not allowed. Don't imagine, I am a gopi. Or anything, a flower or a monkey maybe. You may think like that. Because you know, you have the knowledge. You can actually quote many shlokas on how the spiritual world is. But first we must understand, what is the inner world here? So inner world is filled with karma. And the karma is such an enemy that even Brahma cannot resist it. Only Krishna. Only Krishna knows. Therefore the solution is, Brahmaji is telling us, I am going to narrate pleasing pastimes of Lord Shri Krishna, various avatars. This is the solution. That only person who can conquer karma is Krishna. In fact, there are many beautiful pastimes about how Krishna is known as Madan Mohan. You know that. Who's Madan? He's Kamadev. He's the Lord of Kama. Yesterday we were discussing about something about Vrindavan, and this beautiful story came. So I thought I'll narrate it here. It's a beautiful pastime. There is a village in Vrindavan called the Ranavari. Have you heard of it? Ranavari? Rana means what? Battlefield. So there is a place in Vrindavan called as Ranavari. No battles have been fought there in the history as we know. In Vrindavan, no battles. There are one-to-one, you can say, confrontations with demons which Krishna would easily, in various ways, in playfully, he would kill them. But Rana never happened. But the place is called as Ranavari. So in Ranavari, yesterday itself, Vishwarupa told me this story, beautiful story, that when the Bhumi Devi, taking a form of a cow, went to the Lord Brahma, saying that the surface of the earth is covered by military forces, which is unbearable to me. Do something about it. And then Brahma, with all the other demigods and Bhumi Devi, goes to the Kshirasagar, and there they sing Purusha Sukta. But there was no response. So ultimately Brahmaji sits down in meditation, and in his heart the Lord instructs him that, okay, I have heard you, I am coming, I will myself come. And you instruct all the devatas to take various forms. So then Brahmaji broadcasts this message, and he tells Indra, you send your Ansha, Surya you send. So everyone, the Yadu dynasty, Kuru dynasty, various dynasties, various devatas, their incarnations come. Two people, one was Chandra. Chandra said that, you know, I am a little attached to the family life, so I can't stay too long, so please make arrangement that I'll come back quickly. So it is said that Abhimanyu was the Ansha of Chandra, so he came back, went quickly. He was just 16 years old and he was sent back. But Kamadev, he said, he basically did not have that much faith in what is being broadcast. He said, I think I will not participate. So, okay, that's fine. And then when Krishna came, he saw that, you know, Krishna is very powerful. Now, there is no one as powerful as Kamadev. This material world, there is no one as powerful as Kamadev. If Kamadev comes, everyone has to put their, you know, weapons down. So he decides that, okay, Krishna thinks he is powerful, I'll show him my power. So in the, he sends his wife Rati. Rati means attachment. So there is first Kama, and there is attachment to that Kama. So Rati makes beautiful arrangements in that area. And there is a kund also, which is called Rati Kunda. So she makes such beautiful arrangements. It's like, you know, immediately your passionate desires will come up as soon as you go there. Nice birds singing, beautiful flowers, fragrance, mystic atmosphere. So, all the gopis, when they come there, they get attracted. So now, Kamadev's half work is done. Now he has to just come in front of them. And they will be completely enamored by the influence of Kamadev. So Krishna comes there and he says, hey, Kamadev is trying to attack them. So what Krishna does? Immediately he expands himself. And in front of every gopi, there was one Krishna. Gopi, Krishna, gopi, Krishna, gopi, Krishna. Everywhere, all gopis saw Krishna. So as soon as they saw Krishna, Kamadev was non-existent. He understood, I am defeated. So immediately all his influence, Rati's influence went away. And that's how Krishna won the battle without fighting it. That's why it place is called as Ranavari. There is another place, which is Vrindavan, where Krishna was performing rasa dance. And again, Kamadev wanted to try it out. Let me try. So Kamadev, he takes his bow, which was decorated with flowers, and a flower arrow, and he aims, and he waits for Krishna to look at him. So he sees face of Krishna while taking aim, and that was sufficient for him to completely disintegrate. He was finished. That is Krishna's power. And that Krishna, he is in the same power available in the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And his service, bhakti, his devotees, bhaktas, his pastimes, the leelas, all of them are identical. Today we are of course sticking to the pastimes, leelas of the Lord. So this Kama, to deal with, the only solution is actually Krishna's holy name, Krishna's pastimes. That is what is being stated in this particular shloka. Many a times when we are attracted by lusty desires or anything wrong we do, then naturally our immediate reaction kya hota hai? What is our immediate reaction? Aaj se sweet khana ban. Huh? We take so many vows to make sure that we are protected completely. The fencing for the Bhakti Lata Beach. Bhakti Lata is there and this lust and everything will destroy it. So I will do such fencing that nothing will touch the Bhakti Lata. While doing this, we forget to water the Bhakti Lata. So, yes, we must do that protection by taking various vows as much as we can follow, but not to forget the water on the Bhakti Lata, that is Shravanam and Kirtanam. Without that, there will be nice fence, but there will be no Bhakti Lata. You will become dry and ultimately the whole process will be given up. So, we are talking of a process which is so amazing. See, when the people are intelligent, naturally they have to be given highest type of things, right? And all of you, who are assembled here are super intelligent people. We already said it. Sumedhasah. So what is that highest thing which you need to have? So first of all, our journey we must understand. That as a spiritualist, our journey begins from, first we don't accept God. Nahi mujhe kuch bhagwan bhagwan kuch nahi chahiye. I know what is going on in the world. I know how the world came through Big Bang, etc., etc. So many things we have. So first we need to get into that scientific understanding. Okay, there is something beyond this body, something beyond this creation, who is the creator, etc., etc. And then we slowly accept, okay, God, this is God. And then we follow the process and we get established in our connection with God. Once we are there, then the next stage is very beautiful. That you have understood now your soul and this is God, you are with Him, you are serving Him. But at some point of you go to just this level that you deny that this is God. You don't care that He is God. This is a higher level, which happened with the Brajvasis. In Braj, Krishna tries to tell them, I am God. Suno isko. And every time he tries to, like one day he is, there is a game that they have to wrestle with each other. So Krishna is supposed to wrestle with Sri Rama. So Krishna wanted to win this game. Because sometimes he would get defeated by Sri Rama. So today he somehow wanted to win. So what he does is, he creates an atmosphere. So he's standing with his hand on somebody's shoulder and he says, Sri Rama, do you know who am I? I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, naturally all the boys just start laughing. You, the Supreme Personality of Godhead? No way. You are the Supreme Lord? So, yeah. Do you know? Now Krishna wanted to give proof. My Bhagwanu. What is the proof? So he said, do you know that I killed a big, big Rakshasi who was 8 miles long? Remember, 8 miles long. Rakshasi called as Putana. When I was just 3 months old, or less than that. That is why I am God. Immediately, you fool us. We know how she died. Yashoda Maya had such mantras, her prayers, because of that she died. And you are taking credit? Then he said, okay, theek hai. Do you remember at least that I lifted Govardhan on my left hand, small finger? I lifted Govardhan. Again they said, we know. We know that the Govardhan was floating because all the Brahmanas were chanting mantras. The mantras were so powerful that the whole Govardhan was floating and you just put your finger and you are taking credit. This is the Braja Prem. This is where we have potential to reach. How many of you would like to reach there? Everyone. We want all to have that loving relation where you don't care whether Krishna is God. You love Him so much. So this is our journey which we are going to, if we are serious about Krishna consciousness, if we are serious about hearing, then automatically we will reach one day there. Hare Krishna. How many of you would you like to give me at least 10 minutes more? Yeah, because I have not completed. I am still going around this shloka. Okay. So we understood what the shloka says. We understood what are the inner filthy things in our heart. We know the kama is the leader and we knew how Krishna is the only person who can defeat Kama. So we are now prepared, right? Now we need to have some understanding of how to approach this subject. Because we know now what is the science, we know. Now we are bas ho gaya provision bata diya abhi chalu karte journey. How do we approach this subject in spite of this knowledge? Because this knowledge is important, because many times we think we know, but we don't know. We think we know, but we don't know. And sometimes we don't know what we don't know. आगे क्या है पता ही नहीं है. So therefore, such process, even though we have this whole knowledge, Krishna Katha is the solution, Kama is the enemy, this is my process. Still we need to know how to approach. Why that word Nityam has come? Why? Once you know, that's it. फिर भी Nityam क्यों बोल रहे हो? Nityam Bhagavata Seva. Nityam. Every day. एक बार बता दिया बहुत हो गया. We are intelligent people. Nityam Bhagavata Seva क्यों? So to provide that understanding to us, let's go to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. These children, they have beautifully danced on that song, and before that Rasikacharya Prabhu sang beautiful songs about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu is a very special incarnation. He is Krishna, but he is a devotee. He is avatar, but no one knows that he is avatar. So this is a nice way of saying that, you know, I say nahi hai. The Shastras say that he is a Channa avatar. You will not easily recognize him. Who will recognize him? Only Sumedasa, all of you. Sumedasa, those who are intelligent, super intelligent people. Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Yajna Sankirtana Prayer Yajanti Sumedasa. So this is Krishna who looks a Krishna, that he has a luster, body luster, which is not black. He is golden. What is he doing? Yajna Sankirtana. He will do Sankirtana Yajna throughout the world through the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, 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 Ram. And this Yajna, for that, many, many people, his Parshads will join him. They are his, like, the instruments through which he will spread this Sankirtan Yajna. And those who know are extremely intelligent people, the Sumedasas. They will take shelter of him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he comes with his parshadas. One of them is Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami at that time was the Prime Minister of Bengal. Anyone of you have desire to become Prime Minister? Nahi hai, lekin ban nahi sakte aisa. Mujhe to bana diya to main banunga. मतलब आप भी बनोगे लेकिन जानते हैं कि भाई नहीं वो देयर दिस इज अ डिफरेंट गेम. बट ही वॉज प्राइम मिनिस्टर ऑफ बंगाल द किंग एंड हिज ब्रदर वॉज द फाइनेंस एंड होम मिनिस्टर. इमेजिन व्हाट अ फैमिली एंड व्हाट अ कल्चर. दिस इज अ कॉन्ट्रास्ट. हियर इज द प्राइम मिनिस्टर, फाइनेंस मिनिस्टर, लॉट ऑफ वेल्थ. वेल्थ मीन्स हाउ मच वेल्थ? Unlimited wealth. When they retired, they had wealth which was gold, pure gold carried in boats. Abhi kisi ghar mein 1 kilo sona hoga, to amir aadmi 1 kilo sona hai. boat full of gold coins. That too, they are distributing it. Bank mein hi rakha. So this person, when he comes in contact with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, both the brothers. I was talking about the culture. Culture is, in spite of being so highly placed, their father at home is continuously doing yajnas. You know why? What the father will do yajna for? Ladka yashashvi ho. Abhi yash pehle hi se prapt hai. Pehle se prime minister hai, pehle se finance minister hai. Wo yajna kar rahe the, he was doing yajna. Oh Krishna, relieve him of this nonsense. Relieve them of these posts. Show them mercy. And in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to their place, Ramakeli, and showed them mercy and accepted them as Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. So then they said, we are in the service of Nabab Hussain Shah, we want to get released. So he said, very soon, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you will be released by Krishna. But Krishna has already taken your... No, it's a beautiful pastime. I can take another 1 hour for that. But we'll take less time. So then, Rupa Goswami leaves. After some time, Sanatana Goswami is... He's prime minister. He can't leave. So he naturally... He sends a sick leave note and says, I am not well. I cannot join the court. So many things go and the Nawab is thinking, why he is not coming, my prime minister, without him I cannot function. So he sends his physician, royal physician, go and check what's wrong with him. So he goes and checks. He finds he's perfectly healthy. So he comes back and reports that Sanatan is perfectly healthy. So the king barges in. And that time, Sanatana Goswami is sitting with Brahmanas, Pandits. They are discussing Srimad Bhagavatam. And the king is furious and he's saying, how can you do this? How can you cheat me? I treat you like a brother. Sanatana Goswami says that, henceforth, please do not expect anything from me. Please relieve me. So naturally, the king is very furious. He puts him in jail. And Rupa Goswami meets Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Prayag area. And he has sent a note to Sanatana Goswami that Mahaprabhu has gone to Vrindavan and is on the way back to Jagannath Puri. So he sends a cryptic message that what will happen to Mathura if Mathurapati is not there? Something like that. What will happen to Ayodhya, Raghupuri, when Raghupati is not there? Like that, he sends a cryptic message. So he understands, okay, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan and he has left Mathura Vrindavan, now he is going back. Got the message. So immediately he uses his political understanding, bribes the jailer and leaves from there. And then he reaches Varanasi. In Varanasi, he comes to know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is staying at the house of Chandrasekhar. So he comes there. And he's offering obeisances from outside. And Mahaprabhu is sitting inside. So immediately he understands, he has come. So he tells Chandrasekhar, go and check, some Vaishnava has come. So he goes outside, he sees a Muslim mendicant, because he was looking like a Muslim. He was always with Muslims. So he says, there is no Vaishnava, there is a Muslim mendicant. So he says, get him in. As soon as he comes, Sanatana Goswami offers obeisances, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraces him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu starts cleaning his body, dadi, bal, something. He's cleaning him. And Chandrasekhar is wondering, who is he? How can Mahaprabhu give so much mercy? And then he was introduced to Sanatana, shave him off, clean him nicely. So he's cleaned. And like that, many pastimes happen in between. But at this point of time, Sanatana is already initiated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was already a big pandit of Srimad Bhagavatam. How does he approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So he approaches with a straw, the grass in his teeth, offer obeisances and he says, I was born in a very low family. I had a very lowly association. I have worked for people who are cow killers. So my condition is so low, I don't even know how to ask what is good for me. Sometimes you don't know how to ask questions. So I don't know how to ask. So please tell me whatever is good for me. I don't know who am I. Why am I suffering? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells a very significant thing, which is now for all of us. He says, Sanatan, Krishna has already liberated you from material life. You are already extremely knowledgeable. You are very pure. But as a spiritual etiquette, you are asking these questions. And therefore, I am going to answer all the questions. So it is a spiritual etiquette to serve and hear and ask questions about spiritual life. That is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is conveying to us through this statement to Sri Sanatana Goswami. That even though you are very advanced, as a spiritual, as a sign of a sadhu, you are asking these questions. And then of course Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes him through all the same what Brahma is telling Narada right now. Same discussion is happening. In the same Brahma Sampradaya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna himself as a devotee, he is answering the same questions to Sanatana Goswami. So our parampara is fixed. Whether you are at the beginning of the creation or you are just 500 years back, questions, answers are same. Go inside, find out who you are. So Sanatana Goswami, even though he is purified, he is seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in front of him. He has been bestowed mercy by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Still he is asking this question, who am I? My original condition, where am I standing right now? How do I progress? And then of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells him very beautifully all the understanding of who he is. Jivera Sopai, Surapuhai, Krishna Ranityadas. That this is Jivatma. And then he tells about all the incarnations and wondrous activities. Like he talks about Gudha, that means secret knowledge, more secret, deeper. For example, I'll just give you, people are becoming restless now because I'm going beyond my time. But Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Being Sunday, you might excuse me, but there's not much time now. So one of the things, like how wonderful Krishna is. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is describing again the same six types of avataras, the Purusha avataras, Guna avataras, Leela avataras, then what are the other avataras? There are six types of avataras. Then Manvantara avataras, Yuga avataras and Shaktyavesha avataras. Like that. And it is, Krishna is so amazing. He is achintya. You cannot fathom by your intelligence. Krishna's dham is achintya. Then he says, you know Vrindavan? Vrindavan is only 32 kilometers. My Prabhupada says it is from current Vrindavan to Nandagam. 32 kilometers. In that Vrindavan, it is 32 kilometers. But the whole spiritual world is in just one corner of Vrindavan. So how do you understand this? It is impossible to understand. It is impossible to understand Krishna. Krishna might be sitting in front of you, you will not understand him. He will say, I am Krishna, you will not understand him. Samajh rahe na baat? Duryodhan ko bola na Krishna, main Krishna hu. Samjha kya usko? Nahi samjha. Duryodhan could not understand this is Krishna. Duryodhan thought he is thoda mayavi hai. So Krishna is to be introduced by a bhakta, a devotee. Once I asked this question to His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj, ki Maharaj, you know, Krishna, his pastimes are amazing, Govardhan, this, that, Virat Rupa. But Mahaprabhu, humare jaise hi dikhte hain, 500 saal hi hue hain. So, and I didn't know Mahaprabhu. In Maharashtra, we don't know so much about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When I went to Juhu temple first time I saw,
मैंने कौन है दो लोग, दे वर स्टैंडिंग चैतन्य महाप्रभु नित्यानंद. आई सेड हु आर दिस पीपल, बोले भगवान है. आई डिडंट नो दिस. छन्न अवतार, समबडी हैज टू इंट्रोड्यूस. सो आई आस्क भक्ति करो महाराज के हाउ टू आई अंडरस्टैंड. सो ही सेड इट इज गॉड इज रिवील्ड थ्रू द हार्ट ऑफ डिवोटीज. गॉड इज ऑलवेज गॉड. गॉड इज नॉट रिवील्ड बाय यू नो वी ओके इसका एक्टिविटी अच्छा दिखता है, मस्ट बी गॉड. Prabhupada writes in one of the purports, very beautiful, very significant statement. He says, before Ram, there were many, many powerful, beautiful kings, handsome people, very powerful. They could go to the Swarga Loka and fight for the Devatas. Dashrath Maharaj himself had gone to Swarga for fighting the demons. But they were not called God. Only Ram is called God. Why? Because it is not based on that. Then Prabhupada says, Yudhishthir Maharaj is a much, much better moralist than Krishna. And he was a samrat. He was the emperor of the world. Krishna was not. Still Krishna is God. So who Krishna is only is known through the devotees. Then he gave example, Bhakti Charu Maharaj, that, you know, when Sarvam Bhattacharya was arguing that how can you say that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God to Gopinath Acharya? So Gopinath Acharya said that because Advaita Acharya accepts it. The Shastras say that. Advaita Acharya says, Nityananda Prabhu says that. That is sufficient. He didn't understand this. But then because of his service attitude, one day he got realization through, and then he goes and tells Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that I am so grateful to Gopinath Acharya. Because of him, I could understand the truth about you. And then, after some time, Bhaktisarvam Bhattacharya meets King Prataparudra. Prataparudra also asks, I have heard very beautiful, beautiful sannyasi has come here. Where is he? He has gone to South India. How did you allow him to go? He said, you can't stop Supreme Person of Godhead. He is Swarat. He will do what he wants. Immediately Prataparudra said, I accept your statement that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Supreme Person because you have said it. So understanding Krishna is through the medium of devotees. Understanding anything about Krishna, therefore, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. We are all the time supposed to be repeating these messages, understanding, because all the time Kamadeva is standing next to us. Nikatastha mayatara japatiyadhare. Slightest we deviate from our fixed goal of hearing Krishna katha, holy name, serving Krishna, associating with devotees. Nikatastha mayatara japatiyadhare. Immediately catches you. And then again we are loaded with more filth in our heart. So Sanatana Goswami is showing us how we should first find out who we are. That is, what is our level, and not artificially think that we are advanced. In the spiritual life, there is a funny thing that the most neophyte thinks that he is the most advanced. And the advanced people think that they are most neophytes. Amazing. Because they have the knowledge. So, let us accept that we are at a very beginning stage. And we have great fortune that by the devotee's mercy we are sitting here. We have possibility of directly being with Krishna, where you can be friends of Krishna, parents of Krishna, gopi, all kinds of rasas you can enjoy with Krishna. So such is our goal and such is our path. That is what that this path is being opened for us by Brahmaji through the instruction of Narada in this shloka. So, let us take advantage of this. We have got our supreme fortunate situation that we are in touch with. See, now we may think that we are 500 years after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You are actually part of the lila. All of us sitting here are part of that same Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela even today. Why? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's whatever activities are to be yet completed. He said, my name will be sung in every town and village. It's happening. We are part of it. Nityananda Prabhu came and said, there will be an adbhut temple here. The temple of Vedic Planetarium is getting opened very soon. And we are part of it. A Senapati Bhakta will come and spread the holy name everywhere on the world. Srila Prabhupada was here and we are part of it. Isn't it our great fortune? We are extremely fortunate. So, let's take advantage of that fortunate situation and through chanting of the holy names, associating with each other, and Nityam Bhagavat Seva, regularly hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, chanting the holy names, perfect our lives. I thank all of you for being here in the program and also thank for patient hearing and extremely sorry for stretching a little bit more on the time side. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So some announcement and then kirtan. Announcement, huh? Okay, there is no announcement, so we will just do kirtan. So, please participate enthusiastically in the kirtan, dance nicely, and after dancing, take prasadam by going by the staircase. Don't jump. Hare Krishna.
Sisira Bhagavan ki jai. Sisirada Gopinath Bhagavan ki jai. Sisi Gaur Nitai ki. Giridhari Gopal ki. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhu.